Hello and welcome to this podcast series where we ponder on God's personhood. I'm your host Natalia and we're in conversation with Pastor Jeremy. We have been focusing on the titles given to God, El Shaddai, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Rapha, and many more. If you've missed any of this, the link of the playlist will be on the description box below. And today's title is something you would have heard often, Jehovah Shalom, the God of Peace. So let's just jump right into the Devo for today.
Hi everyone, welcome back to this podcast as we prepare our hearts and minds spiritually, emotionally, intellectually for this coming event, Good Friday, as well as Easter. It's not a celebration in terms of festivals. It's not a community issue. This is not about anything else, but looking back on a very real event that God ordained so that we may live forever, so that our lives will be changed forever. And as we have chosen this season to look at the names of God, we've already covered five names, and I want to give you two more coming up. And as we do that, each name helps us deepen our sense of understanding, resolve, intimacy, commitment, and assurance of who God is and who God is to us. I just love the devotional aspect that comes out of this as we look at each name and then connect it to a psalm. I'm going to do the very same thing today. Today, our name of God is Jehovah Shalom. Let me remind you that we say they are names, but they are actually titles. You don't call God by that, but you call God that. Did you get the difference? You call God that, but you don't call God by that. You don't pray to him as that. His name is Jesus, and that name has been given to us so that we can have access to the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, to the heavens above. Today's name is Jehovah Shalom, which means the Lord of Peace. You know, Jehovah means the Lord, and Shalom is peace, the Lord of Peace. Now, very interesting, this name occurs only once in the entire scriptures. And this you will find in Judges, the book of Judges, chapter 6 and verse 24. And the phrase that shows up there is, the Lord is peace. The Lord is peace. Now, as you think about God and God being a God of peace, this does not mean there's no war. This does not mean there's no accountability. This does not mean there's no hell to pay. God is a God of peace because he's the one who brings peace by his rule, by his presence, and by his righteousness. So when one is to abide by that rule, abide in that presence and abide by that rule in his life, you will experience the peace of God. To be at peace with God is to experience the peace of God. So that's just our side of the story. But here is where God is called the Lord is peace, or the Lord of peace. Just as a devotion, let me take you to Isaiah 41. Now there's several psalms that you could pick up which talks about this, but the name itself shows up in Judges 6:24. The concept shows up all over the place. Isaiah 41 is a personal favorite. Verse 10, 11, 12, and 13. You may not have your Bibles immediately available to you, so let me read that for you. Fear not, I am with you. Be not dismayed, I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with a righteous hand. Isn't that just one of the most beautiful verses in Scripture? I mean, this is not us asking God to do this. This is him saying he will do this. And he begins with the word fear not, because peace and fear are incompatible. They don't live together. They don't serve each other. Either you have peace or you have fear. And God brings peace by dismissing fear. He replaces fear with his presence, with his assurance, with his words. And if anyone can bring about that peace and bring about that assurance, it's God himself. And I want you to note the words he says. This Jehovah Shalom, this God of peace, says this to you and to me. He says, fear not. That means the emotion that you're feeling because of your perception on what's in front of you, what's ahead of you, does not look the same way to God. He doesn't see a need for you to respond with fear. He does not see a need for you to waste your time, energy, emotions, fearing. He does not want you to live in fear, because what you see in front of you, your perspective, your point of view causes you to fear, but he looks at the same thing and he says, fear not. So this is a vision issue. This is a perspective issue. And when God says, fear not, he says at the end in verse 13, he says, I am telling you, fear not. I'm the one. This is not coming from your friend. This is not coming from some motivational speaker or your father or your mother. This is coming from me. I'm the one who sees your situations and sees your situation 10 years ahead. And I am telling you, fear not. That's in verse 13. Go back to verse 10. He says, fear not, I am with you. Now, there's your reason. The reason isn't that your challenges aren't indomitable. Your reason isn't that you don't have the strength or you are limited in your understanding. The reason to not fear is not that, it'll be fine. Everything will work out. The reason to not fear is, I am with you. God, the God of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, the God of heaven, the God of all nations, the God who made the world, the God who is all powerful and before whom no situation, no weapon, no threat is formed. That God says to you personally, he says, I am with you. And that becomes, you know, the basis for which I do not fear. All that in just one sentence. Now let's work through the other sentences. He says, be not dismayed. Be not dismayed. Dismayed is more a sense of disillusion, you know, not being able to figure out what's going on, kind of losing hope because nothing's making sense. Be not dismayed. Why? Because I am your God. I am your God. I'm the one who brings that perspective. I'm the one who brings order in chaos. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you. Take those words and let it stew. My brother, my sister, take those words today and let it stew. Let it cook. Let it boil over in your heart. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous hand. Those are literally the most powerful words of motivation one can ever need. Let me take you to verse 11. He says, all who are incensed against you shall be put to shame and confounded. Anybody who chooses to go against you, this is such ownership of our future, of our security. It's almost foolish to be worried, to fear. He says, all who are incensed against you, all who, you know, are thinking evil thoughts against you, planning against you, desiring revenge against you, they shall be put to shame and confounded. Those who strive against you shall be as nothing. They shall perish. This is God talking here. This is God owning your future, your security. He even says in verse 12, he says, you go looking for people who hate you, you won't find them. You go looking for people who are your enemies, you won't find them. Why? Because I've dismissed them already. I've taken care of them. Read that verse 12 for yourself. Understand that God knows your enemies even before you do. And then finally in verse 13, he says, For I, the Lord your God, hold your hand. That's a physical picture. A father holding a son's hand. You know, a sense of strength, a sense of care, a sense of ownership. It is I who say to you, fear not. I am the one who helps you. So it's not just the words, don't fear. It's not just the words, I will help you. It's not just the words, I will uphold you. It's who is saying it. It's who is saying it. So we are left with the challenge to receive those words, not because those words are heavy in meaning in and of themselves, but because of who's saying it. And when we dismiss those words, when we choose to worry, when we choose to fear, when we choose to plan our own securities, we're literally dismissing the God behind those words. We're demonstrating a lack of faith in the God behind those words. It is personal. It is very personal. So, Shalom, Jehovah Shalom, the Lord is peace. Embracing God as Jehovah Shalom brings inner peace amidst life's turmoil and chaos. God's peace surpasses understanding and guards believers' hearts and minds. Trusting in Jehovah Shalom leads to surrender, leads to tranquility in every situation. God bless you as you prepare your hearts for this Easter.
Thank you for tuning in with us. You can write to us at pstjeremy@gmail.com and we'll see you in the next podcast.